Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. So you've got a couple of free hours, the weather is great, the ground is just a bit moist, and you want to go metal detecting. Where? Will it be worth your time and trouble to bother with the local park, which has been pretty much hunted out? Wait a minute. There's no such thing as a hunted out area, no matter what the other treasure hunters tell you. I found lots of coins in parks that I was told were useless to bother with because they'd been hunted out. What are the advantages of hunting in a park or schoolyard that has already been well covered by other treasure hunters? First, the coins you find in hunted out parks will probably be older and more interesting than the coins you find in other parks because the common, easy ones have already been removed. And a lot of the junk has been removed, too. Somebody has beat you to all those bottle caps and pull tabs. But come on, Dan. How am I going to find what other people haven't already found? Well, several factors can work in your favor. Things as simple as a different brand of detector, or a better technique to get your signal deeper, or just the challenge of proving them wrong can give you the extra energy required to keep going when others stop. Remember your earth sciences, too. Moister ground should bring you running, because your detector goes just a little deeper in wet ground. Turn up your sensitivity and your headphone volume, tighten your swinging pattern to overlap your swings more, and listen carefully for those soft whispers from those deeper, and usually older, coins. Don't forget the leaching effect. Older coins look bigger to your detector because metal molecules from the coin have leached out into the ground over the years, making the effective surface area of the coin appear larger than it really is. Remember, though, once you break that leach field, the coin may seem to disappear. Keep digging. You should find it down there. This is a situation where your pinpointer can really save the day for you. Jam its point down as far as you can, and you should hear the beep of that elusive coin. Hunting the edges often produces coins when other methods fail. Hunting the edges means to concentrate on the perimeter of the hunting grounds. Most treasure hunters spend their time searching the obvious center of action spots. Try to find the spots that actually look unlikely for coins. Many treasure hunters don't hit these areas, so they may be ripe for you. Go where no man has gone before. Are there bushes in the park? Shove your detector into them. Those bushes may not have been there 50 or 100 years ago. I found a barber dime under a bush in a so-called hunted-out park less than 2 inches deep. Think how many treasure hunters passed it by before I got there. Here's another point. Don't forget that better detectors are being built all the time. A good detector made in the last couple of years will go deeper than one that was made 20 years ago. So if those places were hunted out with an older detector, or a newer detector bought at Radio Shack or Walmart that really doesn't have much depth to begin with, you can still find the coins that were just a bit too deep for the more primitive machines to find. Here's another reason you might find old coins that others missed. Ground movement. Coins can actually move in the ground. Obviously, they sink over the years. All those coins you dig that were a few inches deep weren't buried there. They were dropped on the surface and slowly made their way into the ground. How? Plants grow up around them. The wind blows minute soil particles over them. Rain washes more dirt on top of them. And insects and earthworms tunnel beneath them, causing them to drop even deeper. But sometimes the opposite occurs, and coins actually come back up nearer the surface. Freezing and thawing can cause deeper coins to become shallow again. It can turn flat coins on end and make vertical coins fall flat. That is why you sometimes find coins in the spring that weren't detectable the previous fall. So be sure to revisit your secret old coin hotspots every spring. Who knows what may have been pushed up into your detector's range over the winter. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. There are links to several of my articles at the bottom of that page. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.